I watched this documentary on Netflix about Conor McGregor.
Whoa.
Check it out.
Nice.
It makes him so likable.
I love him, dude.
I mean, obviously, he's already the man, but I mean, when you see, it starts out with him and Diaz fight,
mm-hmm.
and then it just opens with that, and then it flashes, and it's like 4 years earlier. So just 4 years ago, he was like living in his parents' house.
Really?
It's crazy. Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
He was like real poor. He was on welfare.
And he was a fighter, too.
Yeah.
Which is hard.
He lived at his parents' house with his girlfriend, and all he did was train every single day. Like, hard. Yeah, he's the man.
That's addictive, man. When you start doing that stuff, it's like you get into it. And I did it for a little bit, and I was just like, I could see why people get obsessed with this.
What'd you train?
Jiu-jitsu and MMA. Or what's it called? What's the boxing one? It's like boxing but kicking. Muay Thai. I did boxing and kicking. I did jiu-jitsu and boxing and kicking.
How's your kicks?
I was fucking good, man. I'm telling you. Guy wanted me, he was like, you're a little bit old to like really fight, but he's like, you could probably go to like tournaments and stuff. I was nasty.
And you could beat up just strangers.
I was vicious. I came in too hot, though. He actually, he knocked me down the one time. He TKO'd me. Liver kick. I was laid off, so I used to go during the day, and it was just me and him because he just opened his gym. So I had like full like sensei, like just me and this guy, and he was teaching me how to do this shit. And then like one time we were sparring and he was like, do you want me to like do it for real? And I was like, yeah, let me see what it's like. And dude just fucked me up in 6 seconds. Just threw a couple punches. I took a couple, caught him with a left hook, and he kicked me with his left leg, liver shot, fucking hit the floor. I hit the floor instantly. I was like, all right, I'm done.
Probably sounded like the grape lady. Just like,
yeah, the dudes who know how to do that, it's on another level, dude. Someone is trained to fight, it's like, it doesn't matter.
That's the one thing that makes me pretty pro guns.
When people can do that kind of shit, dude, it's deadly.
Uh-huh.
It's absolutely dead. And like, you never know that whenever I did that, or since I did that, I don't even like try to pretend to know who I could beat up or not. Cause like, you go to one of those classes, you're like, all right, I can kick that guy's ass, I can kick their ass. You just have no idea.
Next thing you know, you're getting tapped out by a girl.
Hey, man, sometimes a girl will grab your wrist, hit you in a wrist lock. You don't know what's going on. You tap. Dude, I thought we were past that. Everyone stopped and was just like, yo, bro.
Yeah.
People looked at me.
You probably sound like the grape lady while she was giving you the fucking.
Dude, I just felt. Well, here's the thing. It was like my second week. You're not supposed to submit, and you're not supposed to put people in submissions the second week. She was a girl showing off. She saw someone, you know. She sees advantage of, you know, someone vulnerable.
She used her girl brain.
Yeah. But even still, the guy was like, hey, you're not supposed to submit people in the second week. And then, like, he kind of looked at me like,
you're in the wrong building, dude.
Sensei, no. I already told you. I fucked her up. The next time we did it, I fucked her up.
What'd you do to her?
I beat up a fucking girl.
What'd you do?
We were going at it, and I just wasn't, because I was, like, kind of pulling punches and shit.
You were, like, punching her the next time?
No, we were just jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
So we were, like, wrestling around. I'm, like, just, you know, I'm just, like, trying not to touch her tits the whole time, and then she snagged my wrist and bent it. That was the extent of our fight. Second fight,
she sensed the Me Too.
Second fight, yeah, dude. Second fight, I was fucking her up.
She tapped
And then
you
she
out.
Went to get on her feet, and from a kneeling position, I grabbed her ankles and just lifted her off the ground and dropped her. She was like, she literally grape laid out.
She went,
and I was like, you okay? She's like, stop asking me if I'm okay. I'm fine. It's like, all right, we don't ever have to wrestle again.
You should have seen this dunk contest last night.
Between
the high school dunk contest.
Girls dunk contest?
There was a girl in it.
Really?
All she had to do was just 360? One dunk.
She touched the backboard or did a layup?
Straight tens. The other guy, Zion Williamson, we just watched.
Yeah.
He was throwing down dunks that are just out of this world.
So why did they give her a 10? Was she in the girl dunk contest?
No, she was a girl in the men's dunk contest.
Was it one-hand dunk or two-hand?
One-handed. Yeah.
She had a 10?
Straight 10.
That's sexism, dude.
It was pure sexism.
Ugh. I would have loved to be the judge. She was just like 4. If I went out there and did, despite my being 5'11", and did a one-handed dunk, I'd have gotten like a 2.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, get this guy the fuck out of here. He sucks.
Straight 10s. But then the crowd knew, like, she dunked in the first round, got mm-hmm. 100, got a perfect score.
And she tried to do the same dunk.
And then the next round, she was like, I'm going to go for a two-handed dunk. Couldn't land it. Couldn't stick it. It was great.
Would you get a 9?
Yeah, pretty much. She advanced to the finals, not making a dunk.
What?
And then the best was the final round in the finals. She made the finals. And she did like this, like, still on the ground, like windmill. Like while she was running, she picked the ball up and did a windmill and then did a one-handed dunk. It was pretty great. And the crowd was just like, nah.
They didn't give it to her?
Nah, she didn't win.
What did she get on the ground windmill?
On the ground windmill, she still got a good score. I think she finished second.
What?
Yeah.
Next to the like elite next high to the school best prospect. Dunker
probably ever in high school. It was such a perfect fucking.
I mean, must we have this, example? Must we have this tea party, dude? And all sit around our dolls and be like, "Yeah, this is great, awesome."
There was a female announcer that for ESPN that was on the sidelines that was like, "Come on, guys, everybody, get up, give her some energy." She's like, "If she puts down a two-handed dunk, I'm running out of this gym." And no sexist, one gave a dude. Fuck. Everyone else, it was a bunch of black people in Atlanta.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. I mean, you should if you're going to do that, if it's like, all right, look, if you're a girl or boy into the dunk contest, it's like, if you put down some weak-ass bullshit dunk, it's like, four, thanks for your participation. Yeah. You can't be fucking doing this shit, like treating them like she's in her own bubble version of like the Special Olympics.
It was. There was a retarded judge.
Really?
Yeah.
He probably saw right through this shit.
Two.
He probably Hawkins'd out, dude. Everyone's on Hawkins' dick right now. Yo. What you pulling up on?
This guy on the main board just fucking trashed me.
Why?
Comedy. It's really funny.
What the fuck is this problem?
I don't know. I'm
dude,
trying to
give
find
me
it.
The fucking word, dude.
It's really funny. He's like,
dude, I'll fucking tap his ass, dude.
Oh yeah, tell me about it.
Fucking, you want to hear about this,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah,
dude. Monday morning, dude. What was it? May 20th. It was maybe. No, May 23rd. I don't know. I don't know. I don't fuck with dates and shit like that. But
you're not on that.
I don't. Yeah,
you don't fuck with the calendar.
We talking about the fucking Roman calendar.
The church made this calendar. You don't follow it.
I'm a
pagan. You're a Mayan calendar guy.
It's over now.
Your world already
ended. I just stand outside of time. So I go to jiu-jitsu 7 a.m. faithfully, dude. Monday, Wednesday, 7 a.m. class. I even show up a half an hour early. Don't ask me why, dude. I just fucking love my practice. I go in there. Usually there's 5 or 6 guys. Just me. And another guy who's like basically like, you know, I'm low man on the totem pole. He's like, he's above me, but it's definitely like my competitor in this class.
He's right there.
Yeah, well, yeah, he is. He's good. He's got the skills down more. I got a fighter's heart though, dude.
Yeah.
So
you're
I'm
scrappy.
In there.
He's just, so he's a technician.
Scrappy. He is a technician.
You sure this isn't two retards wrestling?
I mean, that could be all of jiu-jitsu if you really break it down.
No, I'm talking.
Dude, you ever watch the Red Belt Masters? So if you ascend so high in jiu-jitsu, you transcend black belt and you get to wear a Grandmaster white red belt. I mean, it's
so just like
insane.
The guy from Street Fighter.
Pretty much, you're Ryu, dude. Exactly.
Damn.
So I go in there and dude, it's just like me. The other, I'm not even gonna call him my nemesis, dude. This is just he's in my dojo, dude. We're just, you know, we were against each other at that point. And my sensei, dude. So there's the teacher.
This is the bottom of the barrel. This is the Marlins versus the D-backs, dude. This is a spring training.
Yeah,
this is a spring training noon Marlins versus D-backs.
Very, very much so, dude. So we're going. We do the practice and everything, all this stuff. You know, I'm not getting too hung up on the technicality because I just like to let it flow out.
You're the Marlins, dude. You're all flash.
I'm just all flash, dude. Yeah. So flamboyant. I'm fucking Matt Demgirl, Dem Sugar McCusker, dude.
Matt,
I'm fucking
Matt's fighting nickname. What is it?
Matt Demgirl, Dem Sugar McCusker.
Matt. Damn girls, damn sugar, McCusker.
So I go in there, you know, we get to rolling, dude. So we get to do a little one-on-one match. And like, dude, the sensei is just sitting there, you know, on the pads, folded knees, just chilling, watching us, dude. So I'm like, I'm fucking charged. 7 minutes is on the clock. I'm not going to bore you with the details, dude. I end up fucking, you know, choking someone out, tapping them out, dude. And it
tapped
was just so
ain't nothing.
Fucking awesome, dude. To just literally, like, you're on top of someone. With jiu-jitsu, I figured out, like, you're supposed to, the more of your body you can get towards someone's, like, either, like, your limbs and your neck are the point you're trying to defend while also getting to someone else's limb or neck. So, like, you're trying to isolate a part of their body with your whole body. So, I mean, I took his back, dude. Yeah, I reversed him. Yeah, he was on top of me. Yeah, I flipped him over, took his back.
That's just what Dem Girl Dem Sugar does.
That's what Dem Girl Dem Sugar. They let you think you're going to win, then he flips you over, dude. And then, dude, I fucking just clamped down this dude's neck. And I did not have like a clean lock at all. I just used pure brute, dude, and fucking just choked him. It took like 20 seconds of just me squeezing. He tapped, dude, and I was just like, oh my God, I did it.
What's the name of your choke? What would you name it?
Well, it was like I had him in a guillotine and he got out of that. And then I think when he flipped out of the guillotine, you're supposed to roll out of that. I came over, took his back. It was the rear naked, but it was a one arm rear naked. You put your hand on his head and smooth their hair back as you pull. I only had one arm, so I had to hold him down with the other. So it was just a pure, it was like a mugging, dude. I mean, I think it was a Dem Girls, Dem Sugar mugging, dude. I just literally had one arm on him and just squeezed and pulled back. And it was ugly.
Hold on, I found my, oh man.
But yeah, I was at jiu-jitsu early this morning with the sensei, dude. Just
you were
getting,
rolling around.
Getting my fucking ass beaten.
You were rolling around
beaten.
With some bears. Some bears are manhandling on you.
It's so funny, too, when like, when you're doing drills, it's like someone starts laying down and then you have to like mount them. So you're like, all right, you want me to get on top? And then you have to like get on top of them and sit on them. The first week I came back, I didn't wear a cup. I didn't wear compression shorts or anything.
Baby.
My fucking dick was just hanging. It was just me and this dude. And he, like, the thing was like slide your leg under the other person's legs and pull him forward. And like there was no way about it. My dick was just rubbing his leg.
Your
and
took a pounding.
He's like, yo, I'm not going to tell you, bro. He's like, yo, bro, I'm just letting you know. Probably should get a cup, bro. This is kind of weird. And I was like, yeah, dude, this kind of sucks. And he was just like, no, he hit me in the nuts like three times. He's like, you gotta do compression shorts, cup, and then compression shorts over that. I was like,
he said it was weird.
Yeah, he was just kind of like, yeah, man. He was just saying like,
he could definitely feel your dick all over his leg.
100%, this guy can feel my dick, dude.
Oh god.
And I was just probably like,
this fucking new guy showed up and just rubbed his dick all over me.
I know.
You know how much it must have bothered him for him to actually be like. You know this is kind of weird, right?
Well, he was just kind of... Oh, he was like... He was saying that like, yo, man, you got to get a cup. And I'm like, yeah, man, this is kind of weird. He's like, yeah. He's like, no, I'm worried about like hurting you and stuff and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but more importantly, your dick's all over my
thighs. We're going 40% slow. I'm bumping and grinding you, dude. It was nasty. And there's girls in the class that like... It was time to get up and switch, and I would see them and just be like, they'd be like, I'm, and I'd be like, just beeline away.
You'd be like, I'm rubbing this dick on dudes only.
I'll be kicked the fuck out of here, man. I'm scared.
Get rock hard.
I'll be the first jiu-jitsu Me Too, dude. I'm like, I'm not fucking having that.
What belt is that?
What? The Me Too belt?
If you get kicked out for rubbing your dick all over people.
You don't have a belt, dude. But no, that was fucking sick, dude. I'm at Balance Studios, dude. Catch me at 7 a.m.
I wouldn't. Yeah, dude. You're out 7 a.m. Everybody else is all groggy-eyed. You're out rolling, rubbing your dick on dudes.
So I got the cup now.
Wow.
So I realized, too, I'm all balls, dude. I put that cup on. I'm like, it's like fucking trying to keep a frog in a Dixie cup, dude. I'm like, I'm trying to get it. It's tough. So, yeah, I've been trying to fucking manage the toad, dude. No, that's been tough, man. But it's awesome, dude. I've been doing that and Muay Thai. Same thing. You got a girl holding the pads and like, you can hit it harder. And it's like, dude, I'm going to kick you through the fucking wall. Yeah. It's like, don't tell me this. So I'm like pitter-pattering girls. It's fun. It's a blast, dude. Come through. Check me out, dude.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Come check me
out. I'm not doing that gay shit.
It's not gay at all. Jiu-jitsu is the least gay thing you can do. There's nothing... It's like you
That's
just...
That's not true.
You're breaking through the gayness, dude. You're getting so gay on a guy that it's just like...
Jiu-jitsu's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. It's awesome.
True that.
Also, Manti Te'o is awesome. True a little that. Gay. Yeah, Kevin Spacey, awesome. A little gay.
He's very gay.
Jiu-jitsu, awesome. A little gay.
Everything awesome is a little gay. That's a trade-off.
Pretty much, except yeah. Stone Cold.
There's nothing
Although
gay.
Coming out in those tighties. He's a little gay. Stone Cold's pretty sick.
I'm doing a... Did you ever hear the audiobook Fantasyland?
This meal I'm eating is pretty fucking gay.
That's a good meal, dude. What's
this
wrong with
a
that?
Gay man's meal.
Why? Shane has yogurt.
I have... Oh,
parfait. Dude. You have a yogurt parfait. That's 80% gay. That should be the nutrition facts. Instead of like fat, carbs, it should be like 80% gay.
This is French vanilla parfait, low-fat yogurt, strawberries, blueberries, banana, granola. I haven't even gotten to the banana.
Low-fat's gay. Parfait's French word, gay.
Dude, last night...
Bananas are the gayest fruit.
Last night at about 1:30, I was eating McDonald's and pizza. I got a fucking...
That's a hetero meal.
I got a fucking fruit my way out of this morning.
Why'd you have McDonald's and pizza?
Fucking O'Connor came in drunk.
And
he ordered himself Big Mac, chicken fingers, and a full pizza from a different place.
Oh, dude. What's going on with that boy?
Yeah, I nibbled a little. I was nibbling.
Yeah, yeah. Nibbling the crust, dude. Nibble, little mouse. You're a little mouse on the couch. Dude, you got to see.
It's crazy.
When I come out.
I don't like it.
When I come out of jiu-jitsu, I'm in Fishtown.
When you're coming out of jiu-jitsu. Dude,
come out of I'm in Fishtown. If you're not from Philadelphia, it's like the most. It's like a really hipstery area. Like.
I'm getting crushed for this yogurt, by the way.
What, for eating a yogurt parfait?
I'm getting 1 million. I got two friends, Jared and Dylan, who are going to murder me.
Dude, my dad fucking hates
for
that shit.
For eating yogurt.
If my dad smells like a French vanilla creamer, he acts like he's retching. He's like, oh, get that shit away. I can't even smell that. Like, when guys bring coffee, and if it's, like, French vanilla or hazelnut, he's like, Jesus Christ, come on, man. Come on, get stand over there. I can't smell that shit.
Why does he act like that?
Because it's so gay that it offends him. That guys add, like, French vanilla to their coffee. Yeah. He literally says it nauseates him.
I don't have that.
No, that's my dad.
I just get a black coffee, pour in some whole milk.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
That's a man.
That's what I'm saying,
but
dude.
But then I gate it up and got this parfait, dude.
Well, you just wanted some yogurt, dude. A parfait is just yogurt with shit in it.
I mean, it's yogurt. I don't know what the fuck the
difference
yogurt
is. Parfait just means yogurt with other stuff inside of it.
Yogurt.
That's parfait.
Plus you're gay.
Yeah, you drop a berry at a time, like, ooh, I'm making a parfait. my mom called me gay recently. Because the jeans I buy now, I only buy jeans with, like, stretch capabilities. Mm-hmm. And I was, like,
You're doing jiu-jitsu, dude.
Yeah, I got it. If I'm on the street, dude.
Now, if you're on the street, you got an arm bar or something.
Exactly, I got to put you in leg. But I also just think they're really comfortable. So I was showing my mom, you know, I was like, mom had stretch jeans. And I'm like, yo, check it out. I have them too. And I lifted my leg up, like, to my knee. Like, lifted my leg all the way. My dad was like, what the hell? My mom was like, yeah, it's kind of gay, Matt. And I was just like, oh, come on, guys. Is it really comfortable?
So you were like, hey, check out these jeans. And you pulled your knee up to, like, your
chest? Yeah, like, doing high knees. Like, lifting my knees up. Like, I was standing, but I was just, going high knees.
Everybody around you must just constantly be like, what the fuck, dude?
My mom's like, hey,
I got stretchy pants too, mom. In their living room, high knee in it. Holy shit.
In the kitchen. I'm like, check it out. Mom's like, yeah, it's kind of gay. And I was like, ah, fuck. She wasn't even trying to be, like, mean. It was just, like, she had to get it out. She's like, I don't know, Matt. That's kind of gay. I was like, all right, mom. Catch you later.
And then you skedaddled.
This is why I never come back here.
What's up? You didn't hear about it?
What?
I'm, like, still out of the mics and stuff, so I, like, hear the new comics.
Teddy Hansen getting beat up?
Yeah.
I heard about it. I didn't hear about this.
So funny.
What happened exactly?
Hey, I'm Chris Wood.
Yeah, this is our guest.
We have a guest.
This is our guest, Chris Wood.
Our comic in Philly knows these guys. Anyway, so fucking, so Teddy Hansen got his ass beat by, like, a gargoyle. just, like, a random dude was perched strangely when he got home to his stoop. And just, like, Teddy was like, hey, can I help you? And the guy stood up and fucking fucking cracked him. Like, his Teddy, fucking eyes fucked up.
Teddy, yeah, came home. I presume from, like, a show or a mic or something, and came home, and there was just a black dude sitting on his steps, and he was like, oh, hey, can I help you out? And the guy just stood up and fucked him up.
Up. Hilarious. Like, it was, like, 2 weeks ago. He still got a black eye. Like, he couldn't see.
How's the guy feel?
He's
it's
left.
So funny to think about an alt comic getting, like, beat up by a random black dude and, like, slowly kind of being a little racist now.
Fuck yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's going to change you some way. You fucking come home, you're supposed to be safe, and you just...
I think that would definitely turn you up a degree.
Yeah, he'll be sitting there, he's an alt comic, so he'll probably be, like, at a Black Lives Matter rally, and then just a part of him will be like, I don't know. I don't know about all this.
He must have got hit so hard.
Like, why are you racist, Teddy? He's like, well...
One night I was walking home.
A guy... It's like, was he a black guy? Yeah, he was. He punched me in the face. He's just a black dude, punched him for no reason.
It's so funny that he came down on the steps and was just like, bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, hilarious.
And then walked, I don't think he took anything. I think it was just a...
This is all just according to Teddy Hansen.
Yeah, but he's doing it as a bit that's unstructured, so he's just telling the actual story. So he's not, like, in joke form.
Yeah,
like,
I just don't trust someone who's like, some guy kicked my ass for no reason. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
True.
I would definitely like to ask him
about it.
That's
a weird story. I would love to believe some guy was, like you said, perched up on his board.
Just picked one, like the strangers, dude. Just like because you were home.
Oh, my God.
But also, if you're a black dude and you see Teddy Hansen, you're going to want to punch him in the face.
That's true.
You know you could probably fuck. Like,
Teddy's a great dude, too, by the way.
He is a great
dude.
Teddy
is actually.
Like a lot.
He's
a great dude.
He looks like he's not a great guy.
Though I don't see a lot of black people in Philadelphia taking him seriously. You know what I mean? Like, if Teddy would not do well in the hood, is what I'm trying to say.
No. He's, for the listener, he's got long blonde hair.
And a mustache.
Like a blonde Fu Manchu.
He's like a surfer dude kind of guy.
Nah.
A little bit?
Not
like,
really.
A guy who hangs out of the boardwalk.
I don't think he could surf, though.
No.
He seems like a boogie boarder.
He's carving it up. Like, if I was out somewhere and I knew that, like, somebody told me somebody's mad.
He seems like a boogie board designer, put it that way. He's a nice guy.
Teddy is. But he looks like and talks like, on stage, he talks like an alt comic that I would fucking hate.
Yes.
But then, you get to know him, and he's not. He's a great dude.
He's a nice guy.
He's also a Central PA Bull.
What?
Yeah, I think he's like Chambersburg or Gettysburg.
Really?
Yeah, dude, he's a good boy. He probably had some. He already had some reservations about black people going into that.
And then he got his ass.
Yeah, maybe that's what happened. Maybe he had a few too many PBRs at the alt show. Came back and was like, "What are you doing on my porch?
Get down out there!
Get off there! What are you doing there?"
Man, yeah, it's funny that he got hit because it's like always the least aggressive guy or the least guys you could picture being violent that get fucked up, like in comedy.
Dude, how hard do you think he screamed when he got punched? He was probably full like,
no, he was probably like, "Whoa, man!"
Yeah, well, he said he couldn't see, so it's like he's feeling his way along parked cars, and
he's
like,
just getting punched in the face. Like, I understand you're upset.
Systemic, bro. I get it.
Jesus, that must have sucked.
Yeah, so we're here with the.
I would have fucked that guy up, man. He would have came down. I'm like, oh yeah.
You would. You got to do jiu-jitsu. You got your fucking Muay Thai.
He's just. That's my daydream all day. Of just, it's just a random some, any street guy fight. Just coming up and just being like, "What the fuck?"
You got so your daydream is like, just beating the shit out of a black guy.
Any guy,
but
black guy will do. He can get. He can get in my guard. Yeah, he can get in my guard.
What happens if he gets
my
guard?
My guard doesn't discriminate, bro. My guard will put anyone in.
Oh,
if that was happening to you, you would walk up to those steps differently than Teddy probably did.
He probably like, walked up the steps, saw a black guy on the steps, scratched his head, turned around, was like, no, that's my house. Walked back up. Yeah.
You sure I live here? All right.
Excuse me. Never mind. Walked away.
Well, like, you would have hit him with like, oh, bro, or something like that, walking up.
I would have jumped like, over him. And got to my door and been like, fuck you, and just opened up and went inside.
He would have two-pieced you.
I can't. Please, dude. I would get. If I get inside, it's over.
If you get inside, yeah.
The average street fighter's coming wide, dude. I'm just like, hands to the head, boom. Double underhooks, please, dude.
That's scary stuff.
I would get fucked up. I would get fucked up.
You would get fucked
Whenever I come home, I'm so tired. Like,
oh, you're so humble on the podcast.
I'm just saying, I don't like fighting, and I will be tired.
You're more of a lover.
Oh, my God.
Matt, don't. Come on, Matt.
These guys.